The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Trek Bicycle Store, Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How are you doing this Friday after Independence Day? Oh man, the fireworks show was amazing last night. If you were out there for that, I'm sure you had a great time, and we're just having a great time here in the studio today on the 5th. In the studio, I have with me Robbie Mott from Trek Store right over here on East Cervantes, 701 East Cervantes Street in Pensacola. Visit TrekStoreGulfCoast.com for more information on what we're talking about today. Robbie Mott, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing? Trek Store. I've been in there many, many a times. I have a Verve 2 at my house that I've been riding, for years and years and years, and that thing is still holding up. And I love biking. I do about 8 to 10 miles every time I go out. I've lost a lot of weight doing that, and I really, really enjoy it, and I enjoy Trek. And one thing I want to talk to you about today, one thing that really, you know, stands out to me after meeting you and being at the Trek Store a few times, yeah, you're selling bikes. We get it. You know, Trek bikes are awesome. You sell them. You've got electric bikes. You've got all the accessories there. But you're not really, I mean, you're selling bikes. That's your widget. But you're selling a lifestyle, right?
That's correct. We're definitely selling a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to get out. The biggest thing with a bicycle is, you know, we did it as a kid.
Right.
You know, I mean, this was our first piece of freedom. You know,
yes.
We got to go, you know, we got to leave the neighborhood. We got to go down the street and see our friends and explore.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what we want to do again for everybody. You know, so as we get older, there's times we just forget about, you know, being a kid again. And this is one of those ways that we're able to do that.
Mm. Do you get that sense of nostalgia when people come in, like maybe they're wanting to get a bike again after years of not doing much physical exercise? Do you see that spark when they start looking around at the bikes?
A little bit. Once you start poking them a little bit and ask them questions, and then, you know, all of a sudden you ask them a question, you know, what color is their first bike? And it all comes back to them.
Right.
It's a flood of emotions.
Mm-hmm. And you have bikes for all riders, from children to seniors, right?
Correct.
All right.
We love getting their kids on the first bike.
Right.
And, you know, elderly people that are just, you know, everything from three-wheelers to just getting back and just exercising.
And you are a Trek dealer, but you're locally owned and operated, right? You're your own entity.
That's correct.
In that respect. Okay. All right. And you've got all makes and models. You've got the e-bikes. Let's talk about e-bikes because, man, I see one every day now. It used to be one of this thing where, you know, only your kind of well-off friends had one. And now it's affordable and accessible for everybody.
E-bikes are definitely new into the market in the United mm-hmm. States for the past 10 years. But so you had a lot of people that'll say, you know, e-bike's not a real bike. Mm-hmm. You know, you should go out and pedal. You know, the e-bike has a place in the market for not everybody,
mm-hmm.
but for a lot of people.
Right.
For a lot of different reasons.
What would be a reason somebody would want an e-bike as opposed to a traditional?
Yeah, I haven't been on a bike in 10 years. Right. And just,
legs,
you know,
don't work like they used to.
They don't work like I used to. And I just want to, you know, get active again.
Right.
And this will give you the ability to leave the neighborhood and feel confident that, you know, you're not going to have to push the bike up the 3-mile bridge as you're coming home.
Right. You definitely got some supplemental energy there in case you get caught on a hillside and you've gone all the gears you can go and your legs are out and you need a little bit of extra help. So that's
exactly
when it really comes in handy. All right. So this area in Pensacola, we're seeing more and more multi-use paths opening up. But some of those, are those all e-bike friendly or are e-bikes kind of still considered a motorized vehicle?
That one's tricky.
Right.
I mean, because you have e-bikes now that are pedal assist,
mm-hmm.
and you have e-bikes that are throttle assist. And mm-hmm. I don't want to get down the whole legal thing right now, that who knows what it is. But, you know, there is some issues in some places. There's some state parks that won't allow you to have a throttle bike. Some of mm-hmm. them will. But everything around here so far that I know of that you can have either or still. So
okay. If you have questions or comments today for Robbie Mott, Trek Bicycles, let us know, 850-437-1620. Send us a text, and we'll get that question answered right here on the air. Go to TrekStoreGulfCoast.com for more information. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Somebody that bikes, I try to bike every day if I can. The one thing I love about it is I've tried running, and my legs, my knees just don't bend the right way. I don't know what it is, and I'm always hurting afterward because I don't run properly. But bicycling is so great for me because it's low impact.
Correct. It's low impact. And the great thing is, if it's like riding a bike, you don't forget.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I didn't forget, actually. And, you know, that sense of freedom. And what I love, too, as an older person, you know, mental health is extremely important to me. And I work on it every day. And some days I wake up and I'm angry at the world. I feel depressed. I feel just blobby, you know, I feel awful. But man, just a mile or two on my bike and I'm already, it just completely improves my mood. And like I said, I've lost, you know, 50 pounds over the last 2 years just riding and trying to watch what I eat. So, do you find that there's a mental health aspect to this when you get into, especially like the older riders?
There definitely is. I mean, it's a lot of it's mental. I mean, it's, you get out there, you know, especially if you get out in the morning and ride, you watch the world come to life again. You know, right. You hear the birds, you hear the bees blowing, you smell the flowers in the neighborhood. And you got a nice breeze in your face. You know, you go out running, it's a little hot, especially this time of year. But with cycling, you do have a little bit more of a breeze and you travel a bit further.
Right.
Sure.
Right. Did get a text in here. If you have any questions, comments, let us know. They are talking about the Pensacola Beach, how it's, you know, they have that wonderful walking path, wanting to know if they can use their e-bikes on that. So again, we're not sure about the legality of all areas, but do you know anything about Pensacola Beach in particular?
Pensacola Beach, as I know of, you can ride your e-bikes on those paths without a problem.
The one thing I see some people doing, especially on, I ride this trail on East Bay Boulevard over in Gulf Breeze in Navarre. And sometimes there's this one guy that rides an e-bike and he'll pass me. And I notice when the cop is coming down the road there on East Bay, he'll start pedaling. But then as soon as the cop's around the corner, he'll just take his feet off and he'll just push that throttle. So and there may be ways to get around it. You know, I mean, they look about the same. But yes, the rise of e-bikes is definitely, you know, interesting to me. Now, somebody that has a traditional bicycle, maybe it's not a Trek. Can they bring it to your store for service?
Definitely. We service just about any makes and models.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want to get everyone's bike back up and running, especially, you know, we've got, you know, something coming on at the beach the next week or so, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people will take their bike out to the beach for the Blue Angel Air Show and air their tires up the day before and not realize that they might have a flat because they've been sitting for 6 months or so.
Right.
So, you know, if you haven't had your bike serviced in a while or you haven't put air in your tires, I would definitely do that if you're looking to go out to the beach so you don't get all the way out to the beach to ride your bike to where you're going to go and find out you have a flat tire.
Right. How often should we change our bike tires? I've had mine on there, since 2004. I mean, I'm surprised they're still on there. They're bald, though. I mean, it's like I've got nothing on those things anymore.
Well, I mean, you just got to look. It's just like your car tires. You want to look at the tread and see how they're doing. If you're storing it in the garage and it's being sit flat and you have flat tires for months, you might have a flat area on your tire. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, every time you ride your bike, you want to actually put air in the tires because the tubes are porous and they lose air. It's not like a car tire,
right?
To where you air them up and they're good for a year. But ideally, every time you ride the bike, you want to check the air pressure just to make sure you don't have a flat tire and halfway through your ride and you do get that flat.
Right. And you have a very knowledgeable staff there, highly trained, and they're ready to service all of your bikes. You also do some customization there, like measuring people's derrieres, shall we say? I saw this live in the store the other day. It was actually quite interesting. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Everybody always complains about the saddle on their bicycle.
I'm one of them, yeah.
It's too small, it's too narrow, it's not wide enough, it's not soft enough. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that just depends on how you're riding the bike. You know, if you're sitting more upright, you need one style saddle. If you're leaning over, like on a road bike or a triathlon bike, you're looking at a completely different type of saddle from there. Mm. And measuring the sit bones is just the idea of, gives us an idea of how wide of a saddle or how narrow of a saddle we need to start with.
Mm. I get passed all the time on the trail that I ride on, and it'll be somebody all decked out. They've got the spandex or whatever that uniform is, and they've got a number on their back. I'm like, I don't know. Are you actively in a race? I don't know. But they'll just whiz by me, and they're, like you said, they're kind of hunched over. They're right over the handlebars. So there's all kinds of different positions and different riding styles, right? So how do we know which one is right for us? How do you help us with that?
Basically, you come into the shop, it's an interview process. Mm. You know, we talk about how you're riding, what your goals are, where you're going to be riding, what you want the bike for. And from that point, we can sort of start narrowing it down to different types of bikes and different styles of handlebar positionings and saddle heights and saddle angles and things like that.
That's one thing I've definitely struggled with. And what I'm doing now is, you know, like my ride yesterday, I had my bike seated a certain level, but today when I go riding, I might lower it just a touch, just to kind of work a little bit different part of the leg. Do you recommend doing anything like that, or should I keep it at the same height all the time?
I would keep it at the same height all the time.
Oh, okay.
Just because if everything's working correctly and you don't have any pain,
right?
When you start messing with things sometimes, you start creating issues and, you know, if you have a leg discrepancy a little bit and you don't know about, you might be shortening that saddle up a little bit too much.
Okay.
Or the other way, if it's you put it up a little bit higher and now you're rocking on the saddle and you're throwing your hips off.
Oh, didn't think about it. There's so much to think about with this. That's why you need the experts over at Trek Store in Pensacola, right off East Cervantes Street. You know where it is, 701 East Cervantes Street. Go to TrekStoreGulfCoast.com. My guest this morning, Robbie Mott. We talked to your wife, your spouse, on the show quite a bit here from the health department, right?
Yes, she's been on the air multiple times, we'll say.
Yes, definitely. And we hope to have you back multiple times because, to me, there's no better sense of freedom and exercise and just this mental health assistance that we get from exercising. And I think bicycling, swimming, things like that, all these low-impact activities are really the best way to go. One thing that really stood out to me when I was talking to you in the store the other day was that sometimes people come in to get a bike and you sort of talk them out of it a little bit. Right. Let's talk about that, because, you know, some people come in, they're like, I don't know, I want a bike. Maybe let me just get a bike. But you kind of have a different theory on that.
Well, it's, you know, everybody rides a bike for a different reason.
Right.
You know, we've had some people come in that he and haw about, well, do I need a bike? Should I get this bike? Should I get that bike? And after you talk to him for a while, that's, you know, just human nature. And, you know, it's like, well, what do you want to do with the bike?
Right.
Do you want to is it just going to sit in the garage? Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to ride it once, you know, are you just getting a bike to ride with a friend that's coming into town for, you know, a day or something, you know? So, you know, it's a lot more personal. It's more of, you know, how the bike's going to be used. Cause we want to make sure that when you get a bike, you're going to use it, enjoy it, and be a lifelong customer and a lifelong advocate for the cycling community.
Right. When I got my bicycle, I know my wife made fun of me because I was like, we got our bikes now. And then I'm like, well, I need a helmet. Oh, those gloves are cool. Maybe I should get special shoes. Oh, these socks are just for bicyclists. What do you recommend in terms of, you know, accessories and gear? Because you sell all that there at Trek.
It's accessories and gear. That loaded question. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing, you know, for anyone on a bike is safety.
Right.
You know, if it's a child's bike, you know, a child needs to wear a helmet up to the age of 16. Mm-hmm. An adult, you know, we're all adults.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to wear it, you're going to wear it. If you're not, you're not. But, you know, it's highly recommended. I've seen too many people that have come in with helmets that they've fallen and they've just cracked. Mm-hmm. And they're walking and smiling and, you know, saying, I'm glad I had the helmet, because if not, I probably wouldn't be here today.
Right.
So, you know, safety is a huge thing. So getting a good helmet that fits and that actually is comfortable. I mean, ideally, if you're wearing the helmet and you forget it's on your head, it's a really good helmet.
Yeah.
And also lights. You know, there are so many distractions in cars these days. Getting a good set of daytime running lights so people can see you going down the road.
Right.
So, that's
very important. About the helmet thing, for a while there, when I got back into riding a few years ago, I stopped wearing my helmet because I was sweating and, you know, I'm losing my hair. I'm thinking I'm not going to wear a helmet and mess up the hair that I have left. So I was just riding around with a baseball cap on, and I'm thinking, well, I'm an experienced rider. I don't need a helmet. And then Mr. Squirrel came across the trail, and I'm telling you, if you haven't ridden a bike around a bunch of squirrels, they just do not know what to do when you come up near them. And the more noise you make, the more freaked out they get. And it seems like they just wait until you pass, and then they try to go right under your tire. And I about wiped out one day, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go home and get that helmet right now. I'm not going to go without that. So even if you are an experienced rider, there's things on the trail, like you talked about, safety. There's always something that you need to watch out for. And that LED running light, that is a great tip, because people just don't watch. They don't see you on the bike as well as they would see a car.
Correct. And once you're going down the road at a certain, 10, 15 miles an hour, mm-hmm. you sort of blend into the side of the road with everything else.
Right.
And, because you're moving and everything else is moving. So it's hard to pick up cyclists a lot. And if a cyclist has lights and a driver sees you a lot further back, they're going to catch that attention and they're going to slow down. They're actually going to try to get out of your way a lot more than all of a sudden coming upon you and all of a sudden you're right there.
Right. One thing, my friend asked me about this the other day, because they ride down the street, but what I've always noticed is there's an arrow in the bike path showing you the direction that you should be going, which is with the flow of traffic, correct?
Correct.
Why do I see so many people riding the opposite direction?
I've asked that question to people that come into the store that tell me that they ride down the opposite side
right.
of the road. There's a lot of excuses.
Right. They want to see the traffic coming at them so they can dodge and not have their back to the traffic, which I understand that, but I would rather be moving in the same direction as something that's hitting me as opposed to the opposite direction of something that's going to hit me.
Our reactions aren't that fast.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
So, yeah. We're a moving vehicle, so we need to obey all the rules you do in a car.
Mm-hmm. Right. Somebody just texted in, do you offer consignments?
We do offer, a lot of times what we'll do is we take trade-ins, mm-hmm. and if it's something that, we might be able to sell in the store, we might end up just buying it off the customer.
Okay.
And then we'll do the consignment. So the customer that comes in that's looking to get rid of something, they can walk out or they can trade it in on something new.
Mm. Two styles of bike that I'm aware of is, I have like a sort of a sporty looking frame and you have to climb on the thing. My wife has, I think they call it a step through or a step over, where the frame is lowered, where somebody that just is kind of cruising, they can just kind of step on the bike really easily, right?
The step through frames are getting more popular here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
They're just easier to get on and off.
Yeah.
We're selling more and more, to the non-traditional men would think they have to have the step over frames years back.
Yeah.
Now, as we're seeing people getting older, knees that are hurting, backs that are hurting, and they just mm-hmm. need to get out and exercise a little bit more. And you know what? Those step-through frames are just easier to get on and off of.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Go to TrekStoreGulfCoast.com for more information. And I'm speaking with Robbie Mott, the owner, VP, and head toilet scrubber at Trek Bicycle Store in Pensacola. What is that?
Well, that would be me. I do it all.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Not afraid to get my hands dirty.
But right, exactly. 20 years in business, right?
Correct.
Oh, that's amazing. The largest selection of e-bikes around, all the accessories and racks that we're talking about. I mean, if you need to put it on a rack on your car or truck, you've got those as well. You got everything.
Got every one-stop shop.
Yeah. What about financing? Any financing options?
There is some financing we can do through the store that Trek has mm-hmm. that we can look at.
Okay. All right. So that's always an option. If price is kind of keeping you from going in there, just go in there anyway. Take a look around, talk to Robbie, talk to the staff, and find the option that's right for you. What else can we talk about? What do you see every day from riders that come in? What are the big complaints? What are the big things that we should watch out for, especially when it comes to safety?
Safety. Well, the bike itself, it's like a pilot. A pilot just doesn't hop in a plane and take off unless you're a Blue Angel.
Good point.
So if you're a pilot, you're going to go pre-flight your plane before you take off to make sure that, you have fuel in the plane, that there's no oil leaks, mm-hmm. that, there's not a wing missing or anything like that.
Right.
But ideally, you'd want to do the same thing as a bicycle, because if you're going down, say, the 3-mile bridge with this great path we have going to Gulf Breeze now across the 3-mile bridge, you're getting speeds over 10, 20, 30 miles an hour.
Mm.
And if you have a loose wheel, you have a bad bearing, you know, something's not put on there correctly, that can be pretty catastrophic. So, you know, we talk about pre-flighting your bike before you ride, you know, just like a pilot pre-flights an airplane. So, you know, check the air pressure in the tires, you know, check the wheel bearings to make sure they're not loose, and just make sure the seat's on tight. So,
let's talk about bike to school real quick. If you check out the website, trekstoregulfcoast.com, you'll see bike to school on there. Let's talk about that real quick.
Bike to school. It's a tough one. And everybody used to, you know, at least my age, we all used to bike to school. And it's getting harder and harder these days. And some of these schools don't even have bike racks anymore.
Right.
So there's been times in the years past that we've gathered with schools and trying to get bike racks to schools for the kids can actually ride to school. And depending on the neighborhoods that they're in, I mean, it's a great transportation to get to and from school instead of walking.
Right. I love that you're focused on health and helping the whole family get fit, because that's, you know, with all of the, you know, concerns with diabetes and, you know, heart disease and just obesity, everything that's plaguing us right now, just taking a bike ride 2-3 times a week can really, really help with that and get your numbers down for when you go in to see the doctor. So definitely go check out trekstoregulfcoast.com. Go down to East Cervantes Street, 701 East Cervantes, and check out the store. There's all kinds of makes and models there, and they can set you up with what you need and what's going to be ideal for your situation. And the last thing we want is for you to invest in a bike and then just, you know, put it away and never use it. We want you to get the most out of it and get all those returns on your health. I'm talking with Robbie Mott. He is in the studio this morning. If you have any questions or comments, we only have a couple minutes left, 850-437-1620. What have you seen in the last 20 years? What's give me a good story. I know you've got some crazy stories from the past 20 years of dealing with Pensacola.
Geez. Story on a bicycle. You know, just a quick one, you know, I've got to deal with some disabled veterans. That's pretty much, they come in, you know, they tell me that the only thing they can ride is a beach cruiser.
Right.
And actually, after listening to them and being able to figure out what they want to do and modify a road. One of the ones I did years back was a gentleman that was getting ready to do a triathlon, and he was going to do it on a beach cruiser because that was, he had rod in his back and fused vertebrae and everything else, and it hurt just sitting on a saddle. And we were able to take a road bike and modify it almost like a beach cruiser.
Nice.
To where he was able to do a triathlon and average almost 15 miles an hour on the bike.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, helping our veterans as well. Yeah. Well, thank you for the work that you do. You've been in business for over 20 years right down there on East Cervantes Street. Go check them out today, 701 East Cervantes, and check them out online, trekstoregulfcoast.com. You got all the accessories. They'll measure you in some ways that you may not have been measured before to get that right saddle. Let's see here. Somebody just texted in. Okay, yeah. So people are definitely interested in the electric bikes. They're wanting to know, what's the cheapest electric bike that they can get into right now? What are they looking to spend if they think, okay, I want to get an e-bike today?
About $1,300, you know, starting.
That's about what I paid for me and my wife's regular traditional style bikes back in the day, and that was about 10 years ago. So not bad. They're coming down in price, and you'll see them a lot more on the roads, especially as traffic builds up here and we have more cars on the road. More people are going to go to the bike because it's going to be quicker, easier, and better for their health. So,
and it's fun.
And it's a lot of fun. It is. Go by trekstoregulfcoast.com. Robbie Mott, Trek Bicycle Store, Pensacola. Thank you so much.
Thank you.